Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that you're blessed. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And perhaps I should just mention, before we go into our message, that if you should miss a broadcast or you would like to rehear it, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can listen there at your convenience anytime. Praise God. Well, let's ask the Lord to bless our time together. Father, we thank you for every listener. Father, we thank you for the Spirit of the Lord, which draws near to us, Lord, as we draw near to you. Father, there are many that are listening. They've had a lot of things to contend with this day, but Father, we're asking that for these few brief moments that your presence would be with us. Father, it's not only learning the things of the Lord, learning your ways, understanding your word, but Father, being in fellowship with you. That's why our own personal time of prayer and Bible reading is so important. And Father, we invite the Holy Spirit to be present with us forever. Two or three are gathered together, and we're gathered together in the Spirit. Lord, we may be separated by many miles, but in the Spirit, Father, if we're united, your Spirit will come because your Spirit is welcome. And we welcome you, Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray that you will minister to the needs of those who are listening. You see every condition of heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. And Father, according to the tremendous and wonderful promises, the great covenant, the new covenant that was established in Jesus' blood, Father, I ask that you would minister to their needs and meet every need with your great provision, Lord. Provide out of the abundance of your heart through the very foundation of your word and through the blood of Jesus, Father. I cover them with your blood to protect them from every evil work in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, what I would like to do beginning today and for the next few days, as long as the Lord would allow, I want to talk about eyes. Yes, eyes, not you and I, that kind of eye, but our the actual eye, the E-I-E. And of course, I don't want to be concentrating on our physical eye. I think we all understand what that is. God has given us two of them. Someone once said we have two eyes and one mouth, so that means we should be watching more than we should be using our eyes more than our mouth. At any rate, what we want to do is talk about the eye in Scripture, and we're going to start by looking on the negative side of it, and then we will transition over to the positive side. And of course, we're not talking about the physical organ. We're talking about the inner state of a man. And of course, as my text, I'm going to be using the text, the words of Jesus found in the Gospel of Mark, the 7th chapter, verses 20, 21, 22, and 23. And he said, that is Jesus, "That which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile the man." Now, this passage of Scripture talks about wickedness. And of course, that's the quality of state of being wicked or evil. It mentions lasciviousness, and that means wanton or lewd or lustful. Now, these are the things that Jesus is warning us that will defile us, not what we take into our body. As you know, he was speaking to people who were under the old covenant, the Sadducees, the Pharisees, and they were very concerned about the Mosaic laws that were given regarding eating and all the many regulations that they had added of their own to the entire book of the law. And so Jesus was, as always, when he came, he was focusing on the inner condition of the heart. Now, the wonderful part about Jesus, he's known as the second man, Adam. The first man, Adam, who we know is our first father, Adam, and his wife, Eve, they sinned. They failed. And because they sinned, and because they failed in what God wanted and had for them, the whole human race were born failures. Now, that's quite an amazing statement to make. You might say, well, you know, that's not true. People have really done individually some, and civilization on a whole. We have acquired knowledge, and our technology has come to a place now that it's just growing and expanding at exponential numbers, the speed in which it's being acquired. It says knowledge shall increase, and sure, the word tells us that, and certainly it has done that. But when we look, when we're talking about success, we're talking about not success in terms of man's definition of success. We're talking about God's definition of success. And God's definition of success is someone who is in perfect fellowship with him. Because if that is the case, then our destiny, all the giftings, everything he has placed within the individual man or woman will be in an absolute perfect environment in which to thrive and grow, to be expressed. But we have advanced in science, in technology, but not in things of the Spirit. Again, I'm speaking now of the world. God's church is being perfected in the image of Christ. But I'm talking about God's original plan for us, and because Adam failed, we all basically were born failures. And even for someone to succeed in the natural, they have to rise above the natural tendencies of the fallen man, such as laziness. I mean, they have to learn to be disciplined. They have to learn to be in moderation is one of the gifts of the Spirit. Well, if someone's going to be an athlete, they have very strict regimen and disciplines they put into their lives in a physical way, and perhaps even mentally, so that they can excel in whatever their sport is. So God created Adam and Eve. He gave Adam and Eve a dominion mandate. He created them to rule and reign, to have dominion over the earth and all the creatures of the earth. We were not to be servants, but because of sin, we have become servants of sin, basically. And unless we are translated out of the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the evil one, of Satan, into the kingdom of God's dear Son, we are still basically servants of Satan. Oh, many would deny that. They don't even acknowledge Satan. They think they're their own person. I did it my way. Well, that's not a song you want to be singing at the end of your life. Men do evil things before they become Christians because they are evil. That's the state of fallen man. And as we look at our world today, in this country even, there's crime of every kind that is being perpetrated. It's accelerated at an unprecedented scale. There are more murders and rapes and grand thefts and robberies with bodily harm, burglaries, felonious assaults than ever before. And who knows what the estimated number of alcoholics and drug addicts there are in this country, not just illegal drugs, but prescription drugs. And I read recently that it's estimated that 1 out of 4 people in this country need some form of psychiatric help. And as we look at the churches, that's where the answer should be. But there is a tremendous shaking going on in the churches. There's a dividing line being drawn. You cannot sit on the wall. You are either going to believe the Word of God, that it is inspired, it is absolute truth, it is inerrant, or you believe somehow it has to be modified for the culture of today. And as a result, whole denominations have been split, and people are in disarray. They're like sheep without a shepherd. They're looking for answers in the church, and as a result, many of these churches, people are just leaving. And so, beloved, we alone have the answer for the problems of the world, and that is Jesus Christ. Many of the churches today in this country have opted for form rather than substance. They want to be seeker-friendly. They don't want to preach a message that is too harsh or that would turn an unsaved person away or that would offend someone who's just a young Christian. We want to embrace, we want to be loving, and of course we want to be loving, but we have to speak the truth in love, beloved. We cannot, at our soul's peril, water down the Word of God. We can't compromise it to make it appealing to the world. If we, beloved, what's going to appeal to the world are answers for their problems. The power of God is going to minister to their needs. As in the time of Jesus, or in the time of the early church, people were delivered from demonic possession. They were healed of their diseases. There were miracles. As they preached the word, that word was preached with signs following. And beloved, if ever we need it, we need the power of God to restore not only to the church, beloved, but where it starts, in our individual lives. Well, I've just sort of been laying a groundwork, and my time has just flown by. We will continue on tomorrow's broadcast, but as is my fashion at the conclusion of every broadcast, because this is a broadcast and correspondence ministry, a prayer ministry, to stand with God's people now for over 50 years, I extend to you an invitation, a heartfelt invitation, to write and share your prayer needs. This is a personal ministry. No one reads or answers the mail or writes the letters but myself, and I know you'll be blessed. The announcer will give our contact information. Prayer partners and UCM partners, I love you. Thank you for your prayers and your support and your financial help. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.